Say hey, and welcome to Bang & Whisper Radio. My name is John Guttormson, and we go from loud to soft, from raucous to a murmur, and yes, from a bang to a whisper, all in the course of a single hour. And today, this is a special Jackie Robinson episode, as 75 years ago tomorrow, Jackie Robinson played his first game in the major leagues. And outside of perhaps Muhammad Ali, Robinson is the most influential and important athlete of the 20th century. Today is episode 136, and in 1953, Jackie Robinson's body was already starting to break down from the mental and physical abuse he had experienced over the previous 6 years. And in that year, yes, he played only 136 games. Let's kick it off today with Jackie Robinson and DOA. You're listening to UMFM 101.5.
Robinson waits. Here comes the pitch. And there goes a line drive to left field. Swan is after it. He leaps. It's over his head against the wall. Here comes Gilliam scoring. Brooklyn wins. Jackie Robinson is being pummeled by his teammates.
I don't know where.
You're listening to Bang and Whisper Radio right here on UMFM. My name is John, and we started things off today on this very special Jackie Robinson episode as we remember his legacy. We kick things off with DOA and a cover of Folsom Prison Blues. And then on to the Feelies from Crazy Rhythms, a live cut of I Wanna Sleep in Your Arms. The Feelies will be playing New York City in mid-May, and if you're in Jimmy's after the show, stop by. And then Psycho DeVille's and Psycho Cadillac, a bit of rockabilly for Doug Brown out there, who is on the mend. And we close things out with a Broken Social Scene and Halfway Home. You're listening to UMFM 101.5.
The matter was, but I know he don't talk. And the ladies treat him kindly and furnish him with tea. But deep inside his heart, I know he can't escape. Shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl who says she knows me well. And I would send a message to find out if she's taught. But the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Oh, mama, can this really be the
just like me, I hope.
Your debutante just knows what you need, but I know what you really want. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the bricks lay on Grand Street where the neon madmen climb. They all fall so perfectly, it all seems so well timed. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't. I've been looking at the stars tonight, and I think, oh, how I miss that bright sun. I'll be a dreamer till the day I die. But they say, oh, how the good die young. But we're all strange, and maybe we don't want to change. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. In my head and they won't go. When the gun still rattles, the gun still rattles. Oh, I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I spent a lot of nights on the run, and I think, oh, like I'm lost and can't be found. I'm just waiting for my day to come.
This is Bang & Whisper on UMFM, and we let the ladies take the lead on that set, the first two with covers, as we do love a cover here at Bang & Whisper. The first, Cat Power with Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues Again. That comes from the I'm Not There soundtrack. And then Patti Smith with her take of Gimme Shelter. We followed that up with Beach Bunny and Tegan and Sarah, and a song called Cloud Nine. We close the set out with the Strumbellas and Spirits. Strumbellas, of course, being one of the lead performers at this year's just-announced folk festival. Big kudos to Chris Frayer for putting together yet another wonderful festival, and the first full festival, and I guess it's 3 years now. You're listening to UMFM 101.5.
Fermingar veistuna, laðist hún á hlaðborðið og guppað á tertuna. Hann þurfti fjóra til að færa, fela mundin gamalli búslóðum bílskúrnum. En við tölum ekki það, við tölum aldrei eftir það. Við sópum því bara undir teppið, tölum ekki um það mitt, sópum undir. svona heppið geta nota teppið til að takast á við hlutina sopum undir teppið og tölum ekki meir framhjá, hann eignaði strípura þarf að borga meðlag og alls konar reikninga svo þarf hann enda lust að vinna til að sinna og borga fyrir jútu og danskóla og hjónin tala ekki þar, þau tala aldrei aftur þar nei, þau sópa undir teppið, þau tala ekki undan mig, sópa undir teppið, þetta glemist allt seinna mig svona heppið að geta nýtt teppið til að takast á við hlutina sópum undir teppið og tölum ekki meir Arm alltaf brjáluð og hrækir að brebera sögu og baktalar pólverjan ég þarf að skjóndast einhver tíma og að tengja síman og fjarlæga póskassan en ég tala ekki það ég tala ekki það með ég moka fýpa undir teppið tala ekki það með sópa undir teppið þetta kveður það glimst já ég
It's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it?
Yes!
And that ain't all, he's so whole!
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone.
Thank you.
Jack is real gone. Cause Jackie is a real gone guy.
Ramirez died today of natural causes. Got amped up in speed and broke into houses. Bunch of people to death, wrote shit on their skin and left them. They finally got him and he went to San Quentin. His last murderer was south of San Francisco. A guy named Peter Pan from the town of San Mateo. A little girl in the tenderloin was his first. In a laundry room, he took a dollar from her first. His last days were at the Bristol Hotel. I was reading Night Stalker when I went and rang the bell. The doorman buzzed me, said you're just like them all. Gave me a key and a black cat led me down the hall. Had a flight today from Boston to Cleveland. Got a death in the family, gotta do some grieving. Lost a relative and it's eating me up. And I make them real bad and I need a little love. Rich Ramirez died today of natural causes. These things mark time and make us pause and think about we were kids scared of taps on the window. What's under the bed and what's under the pillow. And the Jim Jones massacre got in our heads. And the TV headlines, Elvis Presley's dead. And the Ayatollah Khomeini hostages. And Ronald Reagan died from bullets. While I'm there, I'm gonna stroll through the old neighborhood. Rick Stan's my age and still lives with his mom. When he's not in jail for menacing, stalking, riding bad checks, cocaine charges, Mark Denton had such a beautiful smile. He always sat on his porch, passing the time and drinking a beer and smoking a pack. Until one day, poor Mark had a heart attack. My friend Vince got a good job as an electrician. His sister married the pool shark, Jim Evans. And my next door neighbors whom I love so, and they love me too, but they passed long ago. And if you walk just a few blocks down Stall, there's a house that was the scariest of them all. A cute little pond with a sign for sale, but those Sexton's kids, life was hell. And I'm telling the truth, and if you don't believe, pick up Lowell Caulfield's house, the secrets. Had a fly from Cleveland to SFO. I got 3 months off until my next show. I'm gonna spend time with my girl and make a record this summer. Fix my kitchen up and hire a plumber. The headline changed so rapidly. Then I came to the studio to work on something pretty. Then I saw the news on James Gandolfini while I was eating ramen and drinking green tea. The Sopranos guy died at 51. That's the same age as the guy who's coming to play drums. I don't like this. Getting older stuff, having to pee 50 times a day is bad enough. I got a nagging prostate and I got a bad back. And when I fuck too much, I feel like I'm gonna have a heart attack. I woke up today, I saw the headlines, an airline crash and 2 people died. And I'm at a barbecue in Santa Fe and everybody's drunk and feeling pretty well at 53. Richard Ramirez died, but in 83 he was very much alive. He was the scariest killer in the band. He had a pentagram in the center of a symbol. And everybody remember the paranoia when he stalked the suburbs of Southern California. And everybody will remember where they were when they finally caught the Night Stalker. And I'll remember just where I was when Rich Ramirez died of natural causes.
This is Bang and Whisper on UMFM. We started that set off with an artist we met on our Icelandic tour earlier this year, Svafnar Sigurdsson, and Sopum Undir Teppið, a fan favorite of the Bang and Whisper team here. And then, did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Count Basie, of course, and a brilliant rendition of that song. And then we started to dial things down to a whisper very quickly with Sun Kill Moon and Richard Ramirez Died Today of Natural Causes from the album Benji. We've got three more tracks for you yet today. The first, The Golden Voice of Vin Scully. The brilliant Dan Byrne and his take on the announcer who called many of Jackie Robinson's games starting in 1953. Yes, that same 1953 year in which Jackie Robinson only played 136 games. The 136, of course, being also the number of episodes of Bang and Whisper. We'll follow it up with our Wilco Wedge, where we squeeze things in, anything Wilco, and it's Casey and Clayton with How to Fight Loneliness. And then we'll close it out today with Eulogy for Jackie Robinson by Reverend Jesse Jackson. Jackie Robinson died almost 50 years ago this year on October 24th. Stay safe. Keep wearing that mask. You're listening to UMFM 101.5.
Tonight I feel so far away from you. What did you do tonight? I'm driving my truck up and down the coast from north of Seattle to the Mexico line. Right now I'm in San Bernardino. Degrees, but at least tonight I get to hear the golden voice of Vin Scully.
I've been stuck in this going nowhere desk job for too many months. It's time to move on. If I quit and just try to do my thing, I wonder if I could come up with the rent. I still root for the Yankees back east.
Never did take to these local teams.
But at least tonight I get to hear the golden voice of Vin Scully.
Share, I knock about. Is anything gonna work out?
Sometimes I feel almost out of range. I head south of the valley and I pick up the game. I pull off the road, jump out of my van, lean against the hood, it's still hot from the drive. Trees fade out in the black of the night. Sometimes it don't hardly seem worth the fight, but at least tonight I get to hear the golden voice of Vin.
Sometimes it don't hardly seem worth the fight, but at least tonight. captain voice of Vin Scully. The golden voice of Vin Scully. The golden voice of Vin Scully. In the world.
Jalinda Palmer, Eric Cuffs, Adam Bush, Mr. Jordan Katt.
Thank you. Today we must balance the tears of sorrow with the tears of joy. Mix the bitter with the sweet, death and life. Jackie, as a figure in history, was a rock in the water, creating concentric circles and ripples of new possibility. He was medicine. He was immunized by God from catching the diseases that he fought. The Lord's arms of protection enabled him to go through dangers seen and unseen, and he had the capacity to wear glory with grace. Jackie's body was a temple of God, an instrument of peace. We would watch him disappear into nothingness and stand back as spectators and watch the suffering from afar. The mercy of God intercepted this process Tuesday and permitted him to steal away home, where referees are out of place and only the supreme judge of the universe speaks.